Before we turn to Acts 27 for five verses, what a subject we've had before us yesterday and the day before, the thought of restoration and recovery. And I've enjoyed it so much. And as I look around and talk to different ones, there are so many from different assemblies that I feel are just like those four men that would go after a soul that has gotten defiled, gotten distressed, and would minister the Spirit of God to them. And I'd sure like to encourage those that have that heart in their local assemblies. Turn with me for five or six, I believe, in Acts 27. I think we're all familiar with this. Many have, it's the ship that's in the hurricane for 2 weeks. Many have enjoyed and likened this as to the ship of testimony. 2,000 years of the testimony going through this world, buffeted by waves, Satan, evil doctrines, all kinds of things that have sought to sink the ship. But I just want to call your attention to, we'll start with verse 33, while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you." When he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. Verse 38, "And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea." As I mentioned, some have seen this as kind of a prophetic outline of the church. And when I read this some years ago and came to the point where they threw the wheat out of the ship, I got quite distressed. Lord, is this what we're going to do? Wheat in Scripture, and wheat here, I think, speaks of good, sound doctrine. And we have those that labor in word and doctrine amongst us. As I have my daily reading, I have Bruce Anstey's doctrinal definitions close by, so I make sure that... And you know, young people, it says, I believe in John 7, it says, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." Be familiar with good doctrine, good sound doctrine. And sometimes the best time to look into those things is when questions come up in your assembly about things. And there's sometimes we that are a little older are not real sure. That's a good time to dig into it for yourself. You can repeat what somebody else has said, but when you've dug out some of these things by yourself, they become your own. And as much as I appreciate good, sound doctrine, I'm going to say this. Nobody ever sat down. I said this one time and I got contradicted. Very few people sit down to a bowl of wheat and milk. Sound doctrine is what it takes to make food for people. I run into a young man last year that had grown up in the neighborhood with my kids, and he was in his mid-30s, and he said he remembered a day when they were playing with my kids and my wife took five loaves of bread out of the oven and wrapped four of them and turned one over to the kids to cut the big thick 1-inch slices and slather the butter there and jam, and there's just nothing like good bread. And I appreciate those that can take sound doctrine and turn it into food. And that's why it just bothered me so much when I read this, that here they took the wheat. They had eaten. I think this is a picture of Paul's ministry being restored in the early 1800s. And they ate and were encouraged and strengthened, and they started to throw the wheat overboard. And I just was distressed. And I said, Lord, please preserve sound doctrine to us in the last days. Don't let us get careless. Those that dig these things out for us, encourage them. But then I noticed another verse, and I jumped over it here when I read it. Verse 37, and this was the key to the whole thing. And we were in the ship, 216 souls. 276 souls in the ship. And this was what gave me great comfort, that the wheat was not the cargo of the ship. The souls of men were the cargo of the ship. And I hope this is something that we remember, and especially as we took up the portion that we had about in Numbers 19, that souls, precious souls, there's souls here perhaps not known to everybody that are struggling. They've had hard times. They're, you know, like I began, it just would encourage those that have a heart for souls. That is the cargo of the ship in the last days. 276 precious souls there.